Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. As the voting day for the third phase approaches, leaders from various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prominent faces of BJP, Congress, Left, TMC, Samajwadi Party, Bahujan Samaj Party, Shiv Sena, NCP, JDU, RJD and others are engaged in hectic campaigning in different parts of the country. The Election Commission has issued notification for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections 2024. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 1 Union Territory in this phase. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Odisha, and 4 seats of Jharkhand will go to polls in this phase. 6th May is the last date for candidates to submit their nominations. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 7th, and the last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th May. Polling will be held on 25th May. The counting of votes for all the phases will be done on 4th June. Meanwhile, today was the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a Union Territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has emphasized that he is working 24/7 with a vision to make India a developed nation by 2047. Addressing a public rally at Bagalkot in Karnataka today, he said that BJP works for the development and Congress works for its vote bank. Mr. Modi accused the Congress government in Karnataka of doing appeasement politics. He said the Congress government has changed the image of Bengaluru from IT hub to tanker hub due to water woes. Mr. Modi called upon people to be careful about fake social media posts spreading rumors against the BJP. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized the BJP government for the surge in inflation and unemployment across the country. Speaking at the election rally in Patan in North Gujarat today, he accused the NDA government of writing off substantial amounts of corporate loans and doing injustice to farmers, tribals and small laborers. He said 1% of people in the country control 40% of the wealth. Mr. Gandhi said that once Congress comes to power, it will conduct a caste-based census to assess the representation of each community in the country and waive off the farmers' loans. Center is closely monitoring seasonal influenza across states through real-time surveillance. Union Health Ministry held a review meeting with states and UTs to assess the present situation in the country amid reports regarding detection of avian influenza virus in cattle and milk in various states of USA. However, as of now, there has been no abnormal alarming rise in cases of seasonal flu in any part of the country. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heatwave to severe heatwave conditions will continue to prevail over parts of Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand for the next 3 days. On the other hand, the Weather Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura from Wednesday. Mizoram has recorded 438 alcohol-related deaths from April 1, 2023 till January 31, 2024. The data has been released by the state's Health and Family Welfare Department. According to it, among the alcohol-related deaths in the state during 10 months, 361 are male and 77 are females. The National Testing Agency has decided to postpone the UGC NET examinations 2024 from June 16 to June 18. This has been informed by UGC Chairman Mamidala Jagdish Kumar. In women's skate, Maheshwari Chauhan secured a Paris 2024 quota for India with a silver medal in the Shotgun Olympic Qualification Championship at Doha in Qatar. It was the 21st Olympic quota for India in shooting and the 5th in shotgun. In Nagaland, security forces have recovered a huge quantity of heavy-caliber military-grade weapons, equipment and warlike stores close to Indo-Myanmar border in Mon district. Recoveries include mortar tubes, pistols, 198 handheld radio sets, one satellite phone, one Kenbo bike, one Bolero vehicle and other warlike stores. One individual was apprehended during the operation and has been handed over to the police for interrogation. The operation by the Assam Rifles was a part of border sealing along the international border. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.